you've developed a bad cough and worry it might be bronchitis. Your primary care physician is booked for the next week, so you decide to visit the local urgent care center. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, such walk-in clinics are convenient, affordable, and will likely be in greater demand because of healthcare reform.
We have 24 urgent care centers in Arkansas. 4 are in the Arkansas River Valley, 5 in central Arkansas, and 5 in northwest Arkansas. 2 MediServe walk-in clinics operated by MANA, that's Medical Associates of Northwest Arkansas, Ozark Urgent Care in Bentonville, and Caris Urgent Care, which operates clinics in Lowell and Fayetteville, near the busy University of Arkansas. Dr. Robert Caris worked as an emergency room physician for 3 local hospitals before opening his own urgent care practice 2 years ago. Business is brisk.
Anywhere from 15 to 30 at each clinic.
That's per day. Most of his patients range in age from 20 to 50. His Lowell patients are primarily Hispanic. Dr. Caris will not accept patients with chest pain, stroke symptoms, severe abdominal pain, and chronic pain, referring them to local emergency rooms. But he does treat everything else.
Some people we do some primary care with, like blood pressure and diabetes, but mainly like if they're young and pretty healthy and like say they go out and they get injured or they hurt themselves, they come in and we'll take care of them. Or if they, get a sinus infection or bronchitis or something like that, we could cover them for that. Sometimes we treat people for abdominal pain. They'll come in and we'll treat them for that. Bladder infections are pretty common. Strep throat's common.
Staff create electronic medical records for each patient for continuity of care. But unlike many urgent care centers, Caris is a cash-only clinic, another medical industrial complex novelty.
We don't file insurance. That's what we tell everybody when all our front desk people. It's important. When people call and ask, do you take insurance? Don't say no. We say we don't file insurance. We'll give them an itemized statement that they can turn in and send into their insurance company. They'll get reimbursed just like they went to the regular doctor's office.
Not filing insurance saves his clinic both money and time, Dr. Caris says.
The reason why we do that is so that we can get you in and out. We can see you within 20 minutes usually, get you in and out. It's not triple layers of paperwork and this and that and, wait in the waiting room, wait to see the doctor, wait to leave. It's just walk right back in, get out, and then hopefully go get better.
Caris Urgent Care Center fees are transparent, posted on the clinic's website. A single visit for a cough or sore throat costs $60 for a child, $70 for an adult. A simple laceration, $85. X-rays cost $50. Lab costs range between $30 and $50. So with millions of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Arkansans enrolling in private insurance on the healthcare marketplace, does Dr. Caris expect to see a surge of patients?
Possibly, or on the other side, they might be seeing the other normal doctors that file insurance, and then they'll be able to do less walk-ins, and they'll be busier, and so we'll see people for more urgent care walk-in type visits.
Dr. Caris says he's looking into accepting insurance because of healthcare reform. The Caris Clinic is one of 9,000 urgent care centers operating nationwide, with hundreds opening annually. And according to the Center for Studying Health System Change, a nonpartisan project based in Washington, D.C., more consumers are seeking them out. Dr. Caris says that's because the atmosphere at his clinic is less pressured.
Old-time medicine where the doctors enjoyed their patients and patients enjoyed their doctors.
35% of urgent care clinics are owned by physicians, another third by corporations, and 25% by hospitals. The rest operate as chains, and everyone is patronizing them.
Oh, that's from pediatric to geriatric.
Dr. Franz Rattucci is president of the American Academy of Urgent Care Medicine. He's worked in emergency medicine and urgent care and has started up urgent care centers, which he says first appeared in the 1980s.
Back in those days, they were commonly called a doc in the box. It was a doctor that had a center, and you could just walk in, sort of like a McDonald's type center. Over time, as physicians became more business savvy as the landscape of technologies have changed, and as the landscape of consumerism has changed, so has the level of delivery of health care in urgent care centers changed.
The business of urgent care clinics is based on volume, so tend to be concentrated in suburbs and affluent metro areas, research shows. Urgent care clinic costs are on par with primary care costs, both of which exceed convenience care clinics, which have proliferated in shopping centers and big box stores. Those are staffed primarily by nurse practitioners and provide limited service. Retail clinic patients are often referred to urgent care centers, which are also catching on with investors, says Dr. Ritucci.
There is a lot of venture capital money out there. And as any business entity goes, they are buying up independent centers. Some centers are closing because of the, again, level of sophistication of competitors. So it's a very fluid market.
The Urgent Care Association of America says private equity firms see urgent care's potential due to a primary care physician shortage, with fewer medical students choosing careers in family practice.
Family practice or family practitioners are on the lower rung of reimbursements.
Medical school is extremely competitive and expensive, Dr. Ritucci says, and more young doctors are choosing to specialize because the money's better.
If someone elects to go into family practice, I applaud them. We all applaud them because we don't have enough of them. But the reimbursements to those physicians is not on par with, say, one who went into cardiology.
But those choosing to work in urgent care appear to be a certain breed.
I would say that they are physicians that have been either in family practice or have done emergency medicine for some time and are looking for a change in the dynamics on how they want to deliver care. Usually they're very highly energetic people that can see a multitude of different pathologies, different patients, and can see these patients in a short amount of time, but yet deliver quality care.
Dr. Ritucci says best management practices are in place for urgent care centers, and many seek accreditation.
One of the earmarks that one would look for would be, is the center accredited and by whom?
To keep costs low, Caris Clinic has opted to not pay annual accreditation fees. According to the Center for Studying Health System Change, the impact of urgent care centers on access and costs is not yet clear. Research also indicates that while urgent care centers cut into primary care business and disrupt continuity of care, hospitals and health systems with attached urgent care centers find they capture more patients, and insurance companies like them because they contain costs by keeping patients out of expensive ERs. Next year, millions more newly insured Americans will seek out routine medical care, with many qualifying for subsidies through their marketplaces. Two dozen states are also expanding Medicaid, with the Fed carrying the entire cost for the first few years. Arkansas has opted to utilize a private option, allowing 250,000 newly eligible to enroll in private health insurance coverage, which cover urgent care visits. And while most urgent care centers accept Medicare patients, many won't accept conventional Medicaid patients. The reimbursement rates are so low, they would cause centers to hemorrhage money. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.